Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Time management. Everybody hates that topic, right? You think, oh, time management. Because as soon as I say time management, to you, you go, impossible. There's no work-life balance. There's no way I can manage my time any better than I am, because you're already sometimes caught in distraction, or you're being interrupted all the time, or you have all these obligations. It's impossible to think about the idea that you could have harmony in your life. So why even friggin' try to do better with your scheduling each day? Why try? Well, because you and I both know that sometimes if you don't have a high level of focus and the resulting progress and momentum in your life, you're not happy. You're not contributing what you could. And worse, without time management, you'll never have freedom. Because without structure here, it doesn't give you more time over here. I tell people all the time, you want more freedom, more free time in your life, then get more focused, clear, productive, and effective in managing the time you have to enlarge the freedom over here. So let's talk about four big ideas in time management. Before I even get to the daily stuff, let's talk about the big stuff. All time management should always start with a higher level conversation about your life goals. About what do you really want to achieve in life?
and working backwards from there. Because most people just say, well, you know, time management, check your email just twice a day. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a great tip, thanks, but what's your goal? I mean, what do you really want in life? If you don't start from there and then work backwards, then you're just kind of doing random tasks each day. You'll find yourself doing busy work, but it's not your life's work. You might be getting progressively faster or better or higher achieving or more respected over here, but it's in the wrong area. So let's not make you effective and productive going down the wrong path. Start with the big question. What do I really want for my life now? You've been through enough. What now? I mean, you're older now, you're more mature now, you're more independent. What do you want now? And when you think about that, think about three big categories. First, think about yourself, your character. Who do you want to become as a person? Who would you feel proud to be? You know, what would create a lot of self-respect and integrity in your life? Where you're thinking, that's the kind of person I want to be. Start there always. Like, what kind of person do you really want to be? What would you have to achieve to feel good about yourself? Second, think about your relationship goals. Like, how do you want to show up for your family, for your spouse, for your team, for those that you lead or serve? What kind of person shows up for them? What's that energy like in your interactions? What do you ultimately want to have or experience in your family? Like, how would you know you're successful unless you're gauging somehow what you want in your relationships? And then also think about your growth goals. Like, what would make you exceptional at what you do? What would really bring a higher level of excellence into your life? What about growth goals in terms of enrichment? What would make you happier? What would make you feel calmer, more stable, more mindful, more joyous, more happy? I know these are random sets of questions, but they're all tied to one simple idea. We should know what our big picture is. What's our life goals? And then work backwards from there. Because then it gets easy. Now, we just break that all down and say, okay, in terms of time management, let's just take the easiest units of measurement. That's the year. So you have your year goals. And that's the month. I never, ever want you to start the first of the month. Let's say it's, you know, the very first day of the month. I don't want you to start that day without sitting down and saying, okay, based on where I'm at right now, what are the major goals that I need to work on myself, in my relationships, and in my career contributions this month? What do I need to hit this month? How do I need to show up? How do I need to develop the relationships? What's needed from me? And what could I give and deliver this month? And do it on a 30-day cycle. Just say, okay, every month. Because, you know, sometimes last month you got distracted. You got thrown off your practice. You lost discipline. So at the beginning of the month, it's just it's a useful trigger. It's a timeline it's there every month, right? The first of the month. What do I want this month? When I meet people and I ask them, what's your 30-day goal? And they can't even come up with one? Then I'm really worried about them. Because the bigger question is, what's your 30-day goals? What are you really going after this month? Then once you've got that in place, now it gets easier because those monthly goals can be broken down into either deadlines or milestones or things to contribute or create that month. And then the next level of time management comes down to the weekly level. And on that weekly level, what I want you to do, block out time each and every single week to focus on what's important to you. Every week, you should have a workout somewhere planned in there, or several. Every single week, you should have some free time planned in there. Every single week, you should have some family time in there. Every single week, you should have some creative time in there. Every single week, you should have some catch-up time. These are blocks of time that should be in every single week. And if it's not there, then those don't become a habit. Those don't become specifically any progress in your life. You have to have blocks of time that are the same blocks of time every single week. They don't have to happen at the same time, but you need to make sure you're blocking out those things each and every single week, like workouts, like family time, like free time, like creative time. You get it. Last, your daily time management. Here's all you need to know about daily time management. It starts in the morning. When you wake up, before you check into the world, check your email, check your phone, all that nonsense, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper or your journal or your calendar and sit down and say, okay, what must happen today? What three things must I move forward or achieve today so that I know that I am focused, I am progressing in life, I'm gaining some momentum towards those big life goals. If you don't have that sit-down session in the morning and you fool yourself, you're like, I'll think about it after I check my emails or my text or after I respond to all these things. You don't do it. And you start living a reactive life versus a strategic life. You start living by impulse and interruptions versus by intention and inspiration. So what I want you to do is make sure every morning before you go and respond to everything to the world, sit down with a piece of paper and say, what must happen today to move me forward? Do all these things, you'll start to not only have a better sense of your day, your week, your month, your year, but you'll have that momentum again in life. Because until we get you focused, until you create that discipline to do these things on a continual basis, what ends up happening? You live a life that's completely random, and then at the end of the year, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't change. Or you get in the middle of the year and think, oh my gosh, I plateaued. Or you find yourself 10 years out and say, what did I just do with my last 10 years? That only happens when you don't think about it, when you don't strategize. And now you know at least how to begin that process. So do that and you'll experience more of what we call the charge life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life. Live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendon, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me.
everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.